Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. You sleeping in this morning? It is cold outside. It is chilly. What a miserable day that was yesterday with the slush, the snow, the wet rain, the wind. It just seemed like forever that, you know, the wind just kept on coming. I heard it howling all night last night. We actually lit the fireplace for the first time, which was kind of nice, and got up this morning and I could still smell the burnt embers, I guess. Nothing was burning in the house. The fire did go out before we went to bed, but we could still smell it. It was really nice. That's Biff that you hear in the background. Biff, my producer. Good morning, Biff.
Morning,
how are you?
Mark, how are you doing? And yes, that was quite a day yesterday.
It sure was.
Goodness gracious. Imagine if that from start to finish was all snow.
That would have been one heck of a day.
We wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be here.
No, in fact, last night I actually sent Biff a text saying that nor rain, sleet, or snow, I would make it here into the studio. That's right, because today, once again, we are live in studio here at Studio A, across the street from the North Beverly train station and above the Treetop Studios here at North Shore 104.9. We got a couple things in store for you today. First of all, I want to thank all of the folks that continue to sign up for my newsletter and send me questions that they would like me to answer on the air, and we're going to do a bunch of that today. You're also welcome to call in live to the studio if you want, and I'd be happy to answer your phone calls. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. And in the second segment today, you know, I've been trying to bring in some local guests to try to give you a flavor for what's going on here in the North Shore. A lot of people have, you know, of course, this season, 2020, is one like none of us have ever experienced. And one of the interesting areas that has been significantly impacted by the coronavirus has been the retail sector. And so one of the advertisers here on the show, a good friend of mine, place where I shop, Alan Gibley, is going to join us in the second segment of the show to talk about what's going on with Gibley's, what's going on with retail, and frankly, how you can get some great clothes and great quality stuff. I mean, wouldn't today be a great day for a Canada Goose jacket, right? All right, so I don't think I introduced myself. I think I just jumped right into the weather. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above, not Alto Forno anymore, but Daniela's Restaurant. And man, have they made a name for themselves in just 3 or 4 weeks. They have been open for dinner, now open for lunch. The place is fabulous. It's so warm and so comfortable inside. I encourage you to swing down if you can get a reservation. I mean, that is a tough thing to get right now on a Friday or a Saturday night. It is so funny that despite the fact that so many people do not want to go out, they just want to get takeout, they just want to get delivery, you want to go to a nice restaurant? Good luck trying to get a reservation on a Friday or a Saturday night on day of or day before. Forget it. People are still going out. You know, do I think it's safe for people to go out? Well, everybody has their opinion on that. Everybody has their opinion. I do go out to eat. Yes, I've eaten outdoors and I've eaten indoors. However, I will tell you this, I'm selective with the places that I do go to eat. Look, we want to be safe during this coronavirus. Like Joanne McGinnis had said earlier in her show today on Caring Voice, wash your hands, wear your mask, watch your surroundings. That's been my tagline that I've stolen. She gave me permission to use it here on the show. And we want to continue to keep people safe. But as long as we're being responsible, we're going to get through this. It is so nice to know that there is finally a light at the end of this tunnel. Now, when this light will open up and all of us can celebrate at a Patriots game or at a Bruins game or at the North Shore Music Theater. That's coming, folks. It's coming. It's not an unknown anymore. We know we're going to get there. I find it amazing that if you've been watching TV lately, clearly the studios in California have figured out ways to begin reproducing television shows because they have been taping shows during this pandemic. If you watched This Is Us recently, they've been figuring out ways to incorporate the coronavirus, incorporate the pandemic into the show. But Grandy, you have to still set up your studio so that everybody is being safe. We are figuring out ways to do it. I think we've grown more and more comfortable with wearing a mask, frankly, wherever we go. And as much as we thought it was going to be a disruption to our lives, it's just become, it's a bit of a nuisance, but we get through it. And as a result of that, our economy is jumping back. And look, the stock market is at an all-time high. It crossed 30,000, close over 30,000 points this past Friday. Now, years ago, look, I've been doing this show for 8 years here on North Shore 104.9, a previous station before that. So it's been 9 years. And I remember a year and a half ago when the stock market was hovering around 24,000. I had said that I believe that we will hit 30,000 before we hit 17,000. What that meant was there was a lot of people that were worried about the stock market. Where the stock market was going to go. What was going to happen? Would it crash? Now remember, to go from 25,000 or 24,000 to 17,000, that's a significant disruption. But the stock market hasn't crashed, meaning it's worth zero. And I think oftentimes when people hear the word crash, crash means you've totaled it. When you crash your car, you've totaled your car. It is no longer worth anything. But when the stock market crashes, I think in the back of people's minds, they think stock market crash means zero. No, the stock market will adjust. It can drop 10, 15, 20, 30, 40%. It can drop a lot. But folks, it will pull back and then it moves forward. It just does that. It's this bob and weave that happens all the time. And a lot of things happen in our lives, whether it's present day events that cause the market to pull back, whether it's the prospect of what could come that can cause the market to pull back or move forward. Think about this. Who would have imagined that as we started the year, heading upwards, we were having a nice start to the year because we had had two great years. Look, we had a year where the market was up almost 30% prior. It was going up, 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 up. And then coronavirus hit in March and the market dropped 35%. Now, 35%, did your portfolio drop 35%? My guess is it didn't. But many people thought it did. Now, why did your portfolio drop 35%? Your portfolio dropped that much if you were 100% invested in stocks. Most people have a portfolio that's a mix of things. Certainly when you work with a financial planning firm, a firm like ours or any other financial planning firm, we talk about asset allocation. We talk about diversification. We talk about building a portfolio that makes sense for you. And many people's portfolio might have dropped 15 or 20%, but not the 35%. But understand this, even if your portfolio dropped 35% in March, get this, year to date, the stock market is up 15.47%. How is that possible? Market dropped 35%, but before we're out of the year, we're up 15.5%? That's kind of crazy. That comes from a report that I get from LPL that was as of last Friday. But what's interesting is some investments are up far more than other investments. And that's what we need to understand. We have to be very careful about where we're going to chase investments. And I don't want anybody chasing investments. I want you to build a strategy that is good to go, that you can essentially set it and mostly forget it. Not completely forget it, but mostly just let it go. Not worry about the day-to-day gyrations of what's going on. I'm amazed right now at the number of people that I see checking their portfolio daily, hourly, weekly, second to second. My son, my own kid, who I'm trying to teach about financial planning, he's decided to set up one of these crazy Robinhood accounts with $1,000. I said, Jerry, go for it. He sits all day at home watching the stock market move second to second to second. It can be a disease for some people. It's an obsession for some folks. Folks, your portfolio is one piece of your overall financial life. One of the greatest things that you can do to be successful in the future is to continue to work. Because the more you work, the more income comes into your house. That's what's important. If you work, if you have income, you can allow your investments to continue to go through the gyrations, the ups and the downs, and the wavering all over the place. So that at some point when that income stops, you have other places to pull from to support your life in retirement. And the other thing that I think is real important for you to consider is when you're spending money, you want to spend it on quality. Quality is important. Look, there's a lot of dollar stores that are around, and those dollar stores are very busy. And that's certain things you can spend a few dollars on. But when it comes to items, large purchases, purchases that are going to go through wear and tear, one of those things being clothing, why wouldn't you buy quality? Look, you can always find a deal, a 40 or 50% off deal where it looks great on the shelf. And when you bring it home, it looks great on you and you throw it in the wash and you go, I can never wear this thing again. Well, in the second segment of today's show, I'm inviting Alan Gibley from Gibley's Menswear in Peabody or Danvers. I'm not even sure anymore. It's right on the line there. You all know where it is. It's got the big G on the building. Alan's going to join us and he's going to talk about what's been going on in the retail sector right now during coronavirus and how they've been able to manage and weather through the storm. But one of the things that Alan's store has always sold, and Ghibli's has sold, is I think it's either a second or third generation store. Is they've always sold quality. And I would tell you that, and I'll be very honest, I would say 90% of my wardrobe, besides maybe my underwear, comes from Ghibli's. I've been shopping there for a number of years. Alan's become a good friend. I know he's a supporter of the radio station. And I'm delighted to have him on the show in the second half, in the second segment. He'll be on in the second segment. But before we head off to break, I want to let you guys know a little bit about Friedman Financial. Friedman Financial has been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all over the North Shore since 1968. That's right. My father started the firm back then. Now, I was two, so I was not involved in financial planning meetings at that time. But I was there. I was born, I guess. But Dad ran the company for a long time. I did join Dad's firm in 1991. In 2007, my father retired. But before 2007, we had another employee join us, Marion Gilman. She joined us in 2000. And after my father retired, I bought the business from my dad. Marion and I continued to work together. We made Marion a partner in 2000. And Marion and I are the two partners at Friedman Financial right now. We serve individuals and families all over the North Shore, the Merrimack Valley, and the Southern New Hampshire area. We serve it from a big picture of financial planning. So many people come to us and they say, Mark, I got this money to roll over. Or what should I do with this money? And I'm like, hold on a second. That's what a broker does. That's a question to ask for a broker. A financial planner knows everything about your financial situation before ever offering any type of recommendation to you. So as we begin to move through the show today, I'm going to answer some questions that have been coming from listeners, of course, and they're going to ask me some questions that actually relate to my own practice. That's what these questions were that came this week. So we'll talk about that. But before we do that, we're, of course, going to have a guest in the second half of in the second segment of the show. That's going to be Alan Gibley from Gibley's Menswear. But before we head off to a break, I want to remind you about our newsletter. It comes out each and every Friday. It is we have 7,500 subscribers right now. People send us questions every single day and every single week about what can we be doing to better our situation. I'm going to share some of those questions with you later in the show. You can send in your questions and you can also sign up for our newsletter. All you need to do is go to friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page on our website, put in your name, put in your email address, and then we will send off the newsletter. It comes out every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, Alan Gibley from Gibley's Menswear. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need. Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to shop local this month. Tis the season of giving, so the heck with everyone else. Gift yourself a bottle of our Christmas ale, now available. Place an order for pickup on our website, or just walk into the brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. You can also buy all of our year-round beer and many different seasonal beers in cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. The brewery is open for to-go beer only, Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. For more info or to place your order, please visit Gentilly, G-E-N-T-I-L-E, brewing.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's restaurant. Recently opened just about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Used to be Alto Forno. If you haven't been to Daniela's, swing by, make a reservation. They would love to have you there. The food is outstanding. Best garlic bread around. That is, if you go there at dinner, they bring garlic bread to your table. Oh my God. It's that fresh focaccia, not focaccia bread. What do they call it? The bread that they used to, I can't even remember the name of the bread. It's that delicious bread that they serve you either at the Daniela's Cafe or at Alto, but it's now heated up in their brick oven and made into garlic bread. It is awesome. All right. Anyways, my name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial. And I promised you this on this segment, I was going to have a guest on the show. You know, we always talk about financial advice in a language you can understand. Well, one of the pieces of financial advice in a language you can understand is to use your money in a smart way. And buying quality is one of the best ways to use your money. And joining us on the radio is Alan Gibley from Gibley's Menswear. Alan, how are you this morning?
Hi, Mark. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining us, Alan. You know, one of the things that, I mean, our listeners know, I mean, Gibley's has been around for a long time, and you could always count on quality at Gibley's.
True.
What's the history there? I mean, it was your father or your grandfather that started the business?
Grandfather, father, and now I'm there.
And you take all the risk now, right?
Apparently. But, during these times, it's not quite as fun as different times during this decade. But, we'll always be around because of what you said. It's quality and service that keep us going, that people want still, that keeps brick and mortar alive.
It always amazes me when I walk into certain stores and there's employees working in the store and they don't even acknowledge the fact that you're there. I mean, or you're standing in line and you're ready to buy stuff at a retail operation and there's one cash register open and a line of people. And it's like, don't businesses make money when the cash register dings? You know, I mean, when money's running through that. I know at your business, it's totally different, right?
It is. Yeah, that's one thing that the big stores have really forgotten about lately. And that is, you know, service and especially people nowadays want to get in and out and not stand in a line and be around people. So, you know, our store is 11,000 square feet, And, you know, there's just, we've never had a line because it's just it's a quiet store where it's, the average ticket's a little higher and the volume is lower, you know. It is a little more expensive, of course, but the quality's different. And, you know, we provide it's just such a different atmosphere from the big stores. It's, you know, it's more fun to shop, especially during these times. And we, you know, we try to make it as safe as we can with all the cleaning that the big stores do. We do the same thing.
And, of course.
You know, people have been coming in. I think it's they're staying away from the malls and away from the big stores and they're comfortable. And our staff also doesn't jump on people. We let people look around. It's, you know, that store, Mark, as you know, is there are some unique things. It's like a museum, and you flip over a ticket on something, and sometimes you're shocked with how much it is, and sometimes you're shocked that it's not astronomical.
I think you're absolutely right.
Kind of, you know, we run the gamut with prices and brands. You know,
But this is a period of time. You know, with Christmas and Hanukkah and all the holidays coming around. I think we're finding at least more and more people have saved money this year than spent money because, frankly, you didn't go on a vacation. You didn't spend a lot of money on a lot of other things. So people have some money in the bank. And I think this is the year where you do something a little bit different from a Christmas experience. Maybe you go out and you buy yourself something that you know is going to last. And you know, you walk into your store, you've got a Tommy Bahama store, you've got a Robert Graham store, you've got a Canada Goose store. I mean, yeah, these are expensive items, but they're quality and they last. And I think your folks just do a great job giving people a good experience about what to expect from all of these products as well. And I know you can go out. What happened at the Canada Goose store? I know you've almost created its own little store in the store, right?
We did, yeah. So there is a separate entrance to the Canada Goose store within the store. And that was brought on for a couple of reasons. Just aesthetically, it looks great, and we wanted to show off the brand because it is one of the hottest, outerwear brands for sure in the market today. And it's not an easy brand to get. We fortunately had it going back about 8 years ago and have been able to maintain it. But because of theft also, we had to build this separate wall. And, so you can go in there and we let just two people in at a time, and they try on all the coats they want. You know, the coats are not locked up, with chains and things like the department stores do. But it's, behind the wall that's segregated. So it's great. There's a snowmobile in there, and I went up and got a chairlift that was reconstructed from a guy up by Okemo Mountain. That's kind of neat. That hangs from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. It just makes it kind of fun.
Yeah, you're right. The place is kind of like a museum in your store. I mean, you've got the big pool table in there. You've got a bar in there. I mean, it is. I mean, there's a lot of different show places, a lot of things for people to see. But one of the things that I find that's nice in your store, and we're talking with Alan Gibley from Gibley's Menswear. Is it Peabody or Danvers, Alan?
It's Danvers. Actually.
Okay.
It is right on the line.
Right on the line, yeah. Is that when you walk in there, it's one of those places where you can actually feel like you can shop around. I find that most people, when they're going to the mall or going to some retail establishments now, they want to get in and they want to get out because there's all the hustle and bustle, people coming through. It's like you're not just there to, as in the Jewish term we call it, shmai around. But, you know, at your store, you can shmai around. You can look around. You can touch the fabrics. You can talk to people. You can try things on, and you feel really comfortable in your store. And I think that's an experience that you're trying to create there, too.
Yeah, and that was the intention. Let people come in. We don't jump all over the client. We'll give you an espresso, a cappuccino, you know, have that, look around the store. You know, it's a little more difficult now with the masks on, but, you know, you can walk around the store and view all the merchandise, and we let you just roam. And when you are ready, we have tailors to hem the pants to where you need it exactly. A lot of guys are coming in, they want trimmer pants now, so we trim the pant to the exact dimension that you want it, if it's 13-inch bottom or if it's 14-inch bottom, if you want to wear it really high to show your ankle or if you want to wear just a slight break, we can do all this. You know, people bring their suits in that they've bought from us in the past, and we realter them to be a little more modern now, which a lot of guys are doing as you're home and you're staring at your closet. You have a little extra time. A lot of the guys are coming in with their older suits, and that's fine. You know, bring them in. Remind people I can remind people that we do that. And a lot of times you'll match up a new shirt to go with it or something while you're in. But these are the types of things that we do that are different from other stores.
Yeah, I mean, your tailors have been with you for a long time, haven't they?
Everybody's been with us a long time. The salespeople, the tailors, and we don't have a high turnover. But Mario from Italy, Maria has taken a leave of absence because she's compromised with the with her lungs and things, so she hasn't been back. But we still have three of our tailors working daily, including Sundays. So they're there every day.
You know what I find interesting is that there is, a couple of years ago, you guys introduced me to higher quality jeans, right? I mean, most people just go to the store, they pick up a pair of Wranglers or Levi's jeans, and they just kind of sit on you. And the jeans that you guys sell is that, like, this whole new experience. And I even tell my kids, I bought each of my kids a pair of these jeans because I said, these are the best jeans you'll ever own. But it doesn't matter even what brand, because you seem to have a variety of brands there, but they just fit so well. What is it about today's jeans? I mean, you spend more money for them, but what is it about them that makes them so great?
Well, they're no longer dungarees. Remember that term,
right?
Dungarees?
We had Huskies and the Slims, right?
So now every jean in the market, nearly every jean that's selling at least, has either two-way stretch or four-way stretch. So we have both. Some jeans that stretch in both directions and some jeans that stretch in one direction. But that's why they're different. They're comfort. So you can sit on a Zoom meeting or you can sit on a plane and wear that jean where you're not uncomfortable anymore. But yet we have five or six different brands, and not just denim color now. So now they come in tan and burgundy and dark navy, black. So people are wearing jeans in all different colors now because they're not quite as dressy as it used to be. You don't need dress pants every day anymore.
Yeah, but it's also fun for guys now to add a little color and texture to their clothing. I mean, it used to be the guys just wore just a blue suit or something plain gray, something plain blue, plain black, and now you can add all different colors and textures, right?
Colors in. You know, even for as we come into spring, there's a lot of bright colors and plaids, and it's fashionable for men to wear, brighter colors now, even in pants. We have plaid pants, Mark, you've seen around the store. Those they've been a hit, believe it or not. It's amazing. The plaid pants that have sold lately is great.
So I remember my grandfather wearing that and a matching, scally cap to go along with it. those plaid pants out of the golf course or something. But yeah, people are wearing all that stuff. I think it's great. I think it's people that can feel comfortable in wearing what they want, really, rather than feeling they have to wear something that everybody else is wearing. You can be unique at your store.
Yeah, and fashion is fun. We also have four-way stretch shirts. It's a brand called Mizzen & Main.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sitting down, the shirt, it feels like a stretch golf shirt, but it has a collar and, buttons down the front. So those have been amazing. And that was brought to me by just a client talking with him back a couple of years ago. And boy, those have been amazing. I mean, you could actually go and golf in one of their dress shirts.
Wow.
They call it, it's not really a dress shirt, but it's a four-way stretch shirt. It's really amazing.
So what are some of the most popular items you're selling right now at Ghibli's?
Well, Canada Goose would be number one, especially now that we got snow yesterday.
Yeah.
But we do, so we're primarily a men's store, but this time of year we carry women's and men's. So guys that don't know what to get your wife, you can come in and get her a Canada Goose jacket or a Parajumper. There's another brand out of Italy called Parajumper that's great. They have the hood, some have the fur on the hood, some don't. We have unique wool jackets for women out of Italy and Europe as well. So, there are things that you're certainly not going to find on the North Shore. And if a guy doesn't want to go run to a jewelry store, he can buy some clothing for her.
Absolutely.
And my sister Allie and other women that work in the store can help them with sizes and things. But those have been, women sell really well this time of year in outerwear, and other men's are everything, sweaters and stretch pants, and we even have sweatpants now for guys in Zoom meetings. So all this kind of work at home wear has been selling. Tops that look nicer over a computer are what's selling right now, and suits and sport coats are taking a back seat, and so I put those all at 25% off right through the end of the year. Maybe entice people to buy before we go back to regular price.
Yeah,
when the vaccine's distributed. Yeah,
well, you've actually got some great pricing, some great sales, some great deals. There's 4 days, I think, until the first night of Hanukkah. There's 18 days, I think, until Christmas Eve. So if you're in the market for buying some quality clothes for you, for your loved ones, for those that you know, swing by to Ghibli's Men's. Is it menswear? What do we call it? What's the official name, Alan?
Ghibli's Menswear.
Ghibli's Menswear. Perfect. You can look for Alan. You can look for Dimitri. You can look for so many other people that work there at the store. They would be happy to help you. And Alan, any other final thoughts before we let you go?
That's it. Buy some gifts. buy some clothes.
And you've even got
don't
gift
put
boxes
it all on the market,
right? You've got some. You've got some gift boxes that you'll wrap things up for people, right? I mean, I know
absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
It is a full service experience at Ghibli's. So please swing by. Let Alan know that you heard him on the show here. And Alan, thank you so much for joining us on Dollars and Cents, where we're trying to provide our listeners with financial advice in a language they can understand. Have a great rest of your day, Alan. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. All right, that was Alan Ghibli from Ghibli's Menswear. We've got to take a quick break. When we're back, I've got answers to your financial questions. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Money, 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 money. I'm that money machine. Now you can better your manhood by it. You can get your children to try it. You can bring your enemies to their knees.
Ever wonder why the Italians are so happy? You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yeba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family. Dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery. Dine like one big Italian family.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's restaurant, which is fabulous. Go for the garlic bread. The portions are huge. Go for the experience. And if I'm at the office, knock on the door. Maybe I'll come down and say hello. Or perhaps you'll see me sitting at the bar or having dinner there because I eat there a lot. Hope everybody is doing well. Thank you to Alan Ghibli of Ghibli's Menswear for joining us in the earlier segment. If you haven't been by his store, you got to check out this museum-like store. I mean, it's got some great clothes, both for men and for women. Check it out. It's holiday season is coming up. Buy quality this year, folks. When you buy quality, it lasts. It doesn't get destroyed in the washing machine. It's worth spending a little bit more money. And this is the year, well, you know, I look at it this way. This is the year where we've actually been a little bit different in the way we've spent money. You know, we haven't spent it on airline tickets and vacations and big parties and sporting events and performances, and as much as I'd like to get back to all of those things, we have some extra cash around. At least many people do. Not everybody. Some people are still struggling because they can't get back to work. And they need those dollars, perhaps from a stimulus package. But there's plenty of you, lots of you, a large percentage of this population that is building up cash. And this year, when it's time to spend some money, why not buy it on something that's quality rather than a Facebook advertisement that makes something look really cool on the ad? I'll tell you one of the things that I got sucked into a couple months ago. Have you ever seen these illusion rugs? I saw it on Facebook. I got sucked in. I bought one of these illusion rugs that it looks like it's a big circle, and it looks like if you stand on it, it looks like you're falling into the rug because of the way the illusion fits that little swirly black and white thing. It looked really cool on the ad, and so I said, oh my God, my son loves the movie Beetlejuice and the play Beetlejuice. It looked like this Beetlejuice bottom, like you're going to sink right in. Well, we bought it, and I threw it down on the floor of his bedroom, and he goes, Dad, what the heck is this? It was clearly not showcasing itself the way that it did on the Facebook ad. And I think we've, and that's Biff. That's the laughter coming from Biff, my producer. So
He was very impressed.
Oh, he's like, Dad, what the heck is this? I said, come on. Maybe we turned it the wrong way. So we're turning it all different directions.
Dad, stay off Facebook.
Exactly. That's what he was telling me. So, you know, I thought it was interesting. On Black Friday of this week, of last week, I guess, Black Friday, get this. We bought a lot of stuff online. We broke all sorts of records in the amount of money that was purchased online. Did you know that 42 of every $100 Americans spent went through Amazon? $42 of every $100 spent went through Amazon. Now, you know, you can complain about how rich Jeff Bezos is and how much he can rule the world, but hey, we're suckers for Amazon. We buy it. But folks, there's other experiences out there. I know there are folks that refuse to go into retail or restaurants or anywhere, some establishments. I'll tell you, if you pick and choose the right places, the high-end places, the quality places, where you've got some extra cash to do something special, I would encourage you to seek those places out. And you know what? Many of these locations actually have online presences as well. But do something a little bit different. See if you can figure out a way to buy something that perhaps is, hey, Amazon sends you a note. Hey, you bought this. Let me recommend this to you. Why don't you take a look at who that manufacturer is, who is the distributor of that product, and go directly to their website. You might find that you can get that same product for the same price and get the free shipping and all of the other stuff that goes along with it. Because, you know, Amazon keeps 30 to 40% of everything they sell. You know, so if you're buying, I don't know, a Hoover vacuum through Amazon, Amazon's keeping 40% of that money. Rather than if you go directly to Hoover and buy it from them, they get to keep the whole thing. I'm just telling you, there's ways that we can be a little bit more supportive of our environment as well. Look, there's no question about it. Amazon has provided an enormous convenience to all of us. That one-click shopping is insane how well that works. But there's other ways to go about doing it. If you want to support your community, go out, buy local, make a presence, make an impact, support our restaurants, support the takeout joints that are around. Just get out there and keep this economy going. Folks, there is a light at the end of this tunnel. We got a few more months to go. It's tougher and tougher and tougher to eat outside. So support them with some takeout dollars. Buy gift cards from them. Look, a lot of these places are going to offer all sorts of things. One of the things that I guess shocked me, and I will tell you this shocked me this past week, I got invited to an auction that one of the local not-for-profit organizations is hosting around. And because, and they do this auction every year, and it's going to be an online auction because they're not meeting in person. And usually this auction is filled with all sorts of sports tickets. You know, people donate, members of this organization will donate a couple tickets to the Celtics, a couple tickets to the Red Sox, a couple tickets to the Bruins. Well, of course, no one has those tickets right now because no one knows what's going on. So what does this organization have for their auction? Well, they have some handmade stuff, which is really nice that their employees are offering up. I mean, not their employees, their members of their organization are offering up. But what they are also having is they're giving away gift cards. Gift cards to restaurants. And I'm like, how can you go to a restaurant right now and say, hey, we're having an auction, we're struggling a little bit. Could you donate a $50 gift card or a $100 gift card for our charity? I mean, I would kick you to the curb if you came walking in asking for that. I would say, get the hell out of my restaurant and don't ever come back again. Restaurants are struggling, folks. We don't need to ask them for handouts. They were there for us when we were struggling, but now they are struggling. Now they are struggling. Offer to host a dinner there. Offer to buy gift cards for them, from them. Don't ask them for handouts. Are you kidding me? If I walk into a restaurant right now, and even if I know the people at the restaurant, I don't want them to give me a discount. I don't want them, just because they know that I eat there a lot, for them to say, oh, here's a free round of drinks. Here's a free round of dessert on us. Do you know how much these restaurants are struggling? Don't expect handouts from them. And don't dare walk in asking for a gift card for your charity. Look, charities are important. We need to figure out ways to give money. But you know what, folks? You can write that check out of your own pocket if you have the money. But don't expect the restaurants to step up and do that. All right, that's my rant. That's my rant for now. Anyways, I told you I was going to answer some questions. Here's a question that I got here's one from Fran in North Andover. She writes to me, Mark, how do I protect my assets from probate? Well, we've kind of addressed this question a few times on the radio. One of the things that you need to know is that people will say, well, I have a will, so I should be all protected. Folks, if your assets are going to have to be determined by the will as to who will get your money, you can assure yourself that you're going through probate. Think about that. If your will is going to be the dictator of who gets the assets, you can assure yourself it's going through probate. Well, Mark, how else is it going to get there? Well, let me explain something to you. If you have a life insurance policy, you were probably asked at one point, who is the beneficiary, right? Maybe it's your spouse. Maybe it's your sibling. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's whoever it is. Maybe it's trust. If you have a named beneficiary on an investment account, that immediately says that upon my death, give that money to that person. That's what happens. It doesn't go through probate. How about your IRA? If you have an IRA or a 401k, you've named a beneficiary. You name a beneficiary on that IRA, and boom, it goes to that person. That simple. Avoids probate. But what if you have an investment account, let's say at, Merrill Lynch or Charles Schwab, or wherever, it doesn't really matter, and it's just in your name. It's in the Mark Friedman investment account, and I die. Well, where's that money go? Well, Mark, of course, it goes to your wife. Well, how do you know that? Well, the will says that. No, but the will, before we get to the will, we have to make sure that there's nobody that has laid any claim to my assets that feels like they haven't been paid appropriately. We have to post an inventory of everything that I have in my own name that does not have a beneficiary attached to it, post it up in City Hall for all to see, to say, Mark died. If you want to try to go after his estate to try to get paid back for money that he owed you, submit these forms, go to Town Hall, fill it all out. And after that period of time passes, now the courts appoint an executor. Now, who's that executor? Oh, it says in my will. My will says my wife is my executor. Okay, Laura, you're the executor. All of that money that was in Mark's name alone goes into Mark's estate account, the estate of Mark Friedman. And Laura, as executor, gets to follow the directions of the will to distribute all of that out. But that process of posting it up on Town Hall, of going through all of that process, that's called the probate process. You got to go through all that. And that doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a week. It doesn't even happen in a couple weeks. It takes a while sometimes. So the best way to avoid probate, Fran, how to protect your assets from probate, is take a look at every asset that you have and ask yourself, is there a beneficiary already named either in the registration or attached to my account that says, if I die, this is who it goes to. Not my will, but on the account. If it's on your IRA account, you probably have a beneficiary. If it's on your insurance account, probably have a beneficiary. If you have a bank account or a brokerage account, you might have a joint ownership that says it would go to that person, or you can write something that's called TOD, transfer on death. That costs you nothing to add that extra designation, TOD, transfer on death. If you put that on there, it immediately goes to that person when they show a death certificate. Really, it's that simple. All right, we got to take a quick break. Before we run, though, I want to remind you about our newsletter, Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday at 10:30 in the morning. We've got over 7,500 subscribers. If you'd like financial advice in a language you can understand, three short little stories every single week landing in your inbox, go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, financial.com. Put in your name, your email address, and you will start receiving them this Friday at 10:30 in the morning. And now we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
It's Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to shop local this month. Tis the season of giving, so the heck with everyone else. Gift yourself a bottle of our Christmas ale, now available. Place an order for pickup on our website, or just walk into the brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. You can also buy all of our year-round beer and many different seasonal beers in cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. The brewery is open for to-go beer only, Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. For more info or to place your order, please visit Gentilly, G-E-N-T-I-L-E, brewing.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just
welcome back to... What station? This is Dollars and Cents. I almost forgot where I was. It's a live show today. I'm here in studio. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above Daniela's Restaurant, or Daniela's on the Hill, if you'd like to call it that. We are on Cross Street. I am here in studio live today, this December, what does it say on the computer here? December 6th. Which means just four more days till the first night of Hanukkah, and I believe 18 more days until Christmas Eve. How will you be celebrating your holidays? There's so many holidays that get celebrated in the month of December. So however you choose to celebrate your holidays, enjoy them. Be with your family. Of course, be safe. Be safe, of course. recognize that this virus continues. Yes, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but let's try to shorten the ramp up to get to that light at the end of the tunnel rather than extending it any further than we need to. So let's be responsible, but do what we have to do. Let's enjoy this holiday. You know, one of the other things I'd encourage people to start thinking about, and I know you might think I'm nuts about this. If you want, start planning a vacation. Yeah, start planning a vacation. Start thinking about planning for maybe the summer, maybe even the fall. You know, there are some great deals at resorts right now. They want your reservations. And many of the resorts, many of the airlines are offering you to make a decision to buy these vacations with the opportunity to cancel. So why wouldn't you right now? Reserve it. If you don't feel safe when the time comes, you can always cancel. But man, wouldn't it be great to open up a present under the tree that says, hey kids, we're going to Cancun or Hawaii. I mean, I don't know that we can go to internationally yet. I don't know that we can go to Europe or any of those places yet because we don't know what's going on over there. But there are so many great places to go, whether it's the Caribbean, whether it's in the 50 United States. Get out there. Try to get out there. In fact, so here's something that I did, be very honest with you. About 5 months ago, I decided to book a trip to Disney World. Now, I'm a big Disney guy. I've been to Disney, 40, 50 times maybe, at least. My kids love Disney, too. And, you know, back in the summer, first of all, I thought I would never want to go to Disney having to wear a mask. That would just be insane. But when you get to January, it's in the 60s. It's comfortable. And I think we've gotten a little bit more comfortable wearing and moving around with masks, especially when it's not all that busy. And so I decided to book a family trip in January. And we're on. I mean, but we also know that our plane tickets can be canceled up till 2 days before we want to go. So if things aren't looking so good, I can always cancel. My hotel reservations, my park tickets, all that stuff can all be canceled. But I've gotten them at discounted prices. Folks, if you want financial advice in a language you can understand, stop thinking about today and think about a little bit into the future. And say, let's plan. Let's think appropriately. Let's look forward. That's what I'd be doing if I were you. What are some of the things that you can look forward to? And I think that's what we need. Rather than looking forward to the day when we have a vaccine, why don't we look forward to some of the things that we can all do together? I want to start doing that. All right. I told you on the last segment that I was going to read you some more questions that I continue to get from listeners. And here's an email that I got Friday, December 4th from a listener. This came actually from our newsletter, from Planning Pointers. Sylvia wrote to me. I don't know where Sylvia's from, but she wrote, hello, I'm thinking about consulting you regarding my retirement portfolio. But before I ask for an initial consultation, I would like to know how your fees are structured. Thank you. You know, that's a question that a lot of people wonder about every financial planner, because every financial advisor operates a little differently. So, you know, we have always been extraordinarily transparent in the way we do things at Friedman Financial. And first, before I even answer the question, I should probably tell you about who's the typical client we serve, because it's easy to tell you who we don't serve. I don't want to deal with 20 and 30 year olds who are just getting started. You know, we're happy to provide you advice. If you happen to be a client of ours and your children are just getting started, our clients know that their kids are welcome to call us at any time and we will provide them with advice. But our clients don't generally start. The first initial client is a 20 or 30 year old. Because that's not our specialty. Our specialty is focusing on clients who are over the age of 50, maybe even closer to 60 in some cases, who are beginning to realize that retirement is on the horizon, or retirement is perhaps even here. They've oftentimes been married and have been living in their same house for 20 years or more. Generally, when they were working, even whether it's individually or as a couple, they were making somewhere between $100,000 and $300,000 a year. They've saved, as they approach retirement, somewhere between $500,000 and $2 million, saved between their 401k, their investment accounts, their IRAs, everything. And if they add their house on, their net worth, including, because a house is part of a net worth. A lot of people ask me, Mark, do I count the house in the value of my net worth? Well, yeah. I mean, if you died, your survivors are going to get your investments, and they're also going to get your house. I mean, they might have to sell it, but that's part of your net worth. So when you add up everything, maybe their net worth, including the house and investments, is around $700,000 to $3 million, somewhere around there. Sometimes it's a little bit more than that, too. But in retirement, our typical clients look to spend somewhere between $5,000 and $12,000 a month. Now, when I say spend that kind of money every month, that's after taxes. After your taxes have already been taken out, you want to spend somewhere between $5,000 and $12,000. Now, are there some clients that spend more? Yes. Do I have clients that spend less? Yes. I have clients that spend $1,800 to $2,000 a month. I don't know how they do it, but it's the lifestyle that they've grown accustomed to, and they do it successfully. And so what our clients look to us for is to give them an understanding of where is everything, what's it all worth, and how do I use my money to support my life when the paycheck stops? Maybe I'll get Social Security. Maybe I'll get a pension. But I also have to rely on my investments to pull them out in a smart way where I pay the least amount in taxes, but I also get an income stream that allows me to continue to live the life I want. So that's how we do it. But how do we charge for it? And that is Sylvia's question. How do we charge for it? Well, the first thing we do is we send you out an information kit. It's called the Friedman Financial Information Kit. We can send it to you online. We can mail it to you. We generally have a quick phone call over the phone or quickly over Zoom to just understand and make sure that you're a right fit for the office, that we're a right fit for you and we might be a good fit as well, and that you might be a good fit for us. We then ask you to tell us about your overall financial situation. And that just doesn't mean what your 401k is or what your IRA is worth. It means everything. Tell me about everything. Tell me about money that's in the bank. Tell me about the job that you have. What kind of benefits do you have? Do you have life insurance? Do you have homeowners, automobile, and an umbrella policy? What kind of taxes are withheld from your pay stub? So we ask you to show us your tax return. How do you spend money on a month-to-month basis? Now, do I care whether you get your nails done at a fancy salon or at Joe's Dip and Nail Place? I don't care. I don't care where you golf. I don't care what's green beans you buy, whether you go to Whole Foods, Stop and Shop, or Market Basket. That doesn't matter to me. But if we get a sense of how you're spending your money, and the best way to do that is to collect some bank statements, not to look at the details, but to look at the number at the top that says total amount of money withdrawn for the month. That's going to give me a sense as to how much money you're pulling out of your investment, out of your bank account every month to cover your spending needs. Now, sometimes that money goes to a savings account. Sometimes it goes to a credit card bill. Sometimes it goes directly to, I don't know, Starbucks, wherever it might be. I don't care what the details are. I just want to get a sense as to how are you pulling money out. And then we look at how much money is coming in. That's also on your bank statement. That's there too. So we pull all of that out. We find out all this information. And we put together a plan for you. This plan provides you with detailed information of where you stand today, of how successfully you're able to achieve your goal, what tweaks are necessary, what points of vulnerability exist, and we give you an action plan so you can implement these ideas. We charge a fee for that. Our fee is $3,000 to do all of that work. And it's interactive. We exchange that. It's $1,500 up front. However, if you say to us, Mark, I'd like to implement many of the ideas that you have that you've provided to us. Maybe it's helping you invest your money. We will waive the second half of that $1,500 if you would allow us to move that money under our management. If we're able to do that, we then charge you a fee. Generally, that fee's around 1%. There are no commissions, no transaction charges, no added nickel and dime costs. It's very simple. You can do the math as to what our fee is going to be. We pull it out. You pay the fee, and you get all your financial planning advice included. That's how it gets done. That's transparency. We'd love to talk to you about that, but we're here for you. I know I'm going to turn over the mic to Scott Whitley, who is anxiously waiting in the Wicked Bite studio in North Andover. Scott's got some great food advice for you, but I got to get out of there. Have a great day, everybody. I'll see you again next week. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you.
Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next time.